Hello, my name is Jessica Dockstader, and I'm a research specialist at the CNA Institute for Public Research and the outreach coordinator for the BWC TGA program. We have found that agencies benefit greatly from direct regular support from a TGA team consisting of a training and technical assistance lead and analyst assigned to work with them throughout their BWC implementation process, a meeting with other sites, assistance with policy development, and other resources and ongoing TTA. We conducted brief one-on-one interviews with our BWC TTA leads to allow each site in the broader policing community a chance to learn about their expertise. Please enjoy this BWC TTA lead feature.
Hello, my name is Eddie Reyes. I'm a retired deputy chief of police in Alexandria, Virginia. I was a police officer for 26 years, serving at two agencies, Alexandria Police for over 25 years, and then I served at Amtrak Police, where I served there for about a year. And at both locations, I was instrumental. In Alexandria, I was actually instrumental in doing all the research, testing, and evaluation of multiple products, including being the project manager for the development of Alexandria's team. And at Amtrak Police, I started just at the very initial stages of them looking into body-worn cameras when they were looking at it for a nationwide police force. I was asked to be part of the body-worn camera subject matter expert team, I think mostly because of my background and historical knowledge of law enforcement technology. You know, for the 26 years that I was a law enforcement officer, I was always in the trenches and on the cutting edges of the most modern technology. So that's, I think, one of the reasons why I think they reached out to me.
Great. Thank you. So what is the most common mistake that you see sites making while implementing body-worn cameras?
For me, the most common mistake that most sites make when considering a body-worn camera program, I think, is they miscalculate the time and the effort and the size of the scope of a project like this. Most agencies think that they can launch a program like this in a couple of months with someone doing it as a part-time assignment. And those are the two biggest mistakes that I see agencies make, miscalculating the time that it's going to take to launch a program like this and not assigning a full-time team to oversee their program. Anything over 100 cameras is going to take a team to administer, and I'm talking about an internal team. It may take even more when you consider prosecutors and technology people, but just from the police perspective, it's just going to take a team of employees to manage a program like that. And so those are really the two big mistakes that I see agencies make, is miscalculating the amount of time it's going to take and not assigning full-time people. A lot of agencies that I've been around with body-worn camera programs, they think it's an easy, simple program to launch, and they underestimate the planning involved, especially when it comes to the development of policy and the amount of time that it's going to take with test and evaluation of different vendor products. It's not a simple deployment, and you really have to allocate enough time, sometimes up to a year, to implement a program. And depending on the size of the organization, it's often going to take a team of individuals to do this. Another mistake that I see that's often made is not including internal and external stakeholders. Everyone in the department, every unit, should be consulted before deploying a program, because each different unit has different needs. And then your external stakeholders, your prosecutors, your public defenders, all those stakeholders also need to be consulted before deploying a program. And then, of course, you need to have an attorney. Most municipalities have either a city or a county attorney that's by their side when preparing the policy and the program. And just having an independent lawyer looking at all the, especially from a liability perspective, those are things that really need to be taken into consideration. And then finally, the last thing that I would say that I've seen some agencies fall is just not giving enough time and attention to the procurement process. You know, as police officers, we're really good at solving crimes and doing things police work related, but we have no expertise in purchasing or procuring services. And for that component, you really need to bring in your external stakeholder from the purchasing and procurement division of the municipality and having them as your partner to make sure you have a successful procurement process. And I would say those are really the top issues that I see, Jessica, in my time.
Great, thank you. So what is the most rewarding thing about being a SME?
For me, the most rewarding thing about being a subject matter expert is returning back the favor that others did for me. So obviously, as I said, in my 26-year experience, there was really nothing that I did, especially of the magnitude as being the project manager of a body-worn camera, that I did by myself. Everything I either did as a team or I leveraged the experience and support of others that had been there before me. And so really for me, being a subject matter expert on the body-worn camera program is just a fulfillment, a self-fulfillment of being able to return back the favor that others did for me when I was going through the trenches of implementing my program and just helping others. And then secondly, and probably just as important, is that I really believe in the technology. As I said at the beginning of my interview, I've been a technologist in law enforcement for over 25 years, and I've seen everything from radios to computers in police cars to tasers to now cameras, of course. And this is one of the most revolutionary technologies that's ever been implemented in the line of police work. And I really believe in this technology, and I believe that if an agency has a well-thought-out, well-implemented program, it's really only going to help them improve their service and improve their professionalism to the citizens.
Thank you for listening to this BWC TTA lead feature. To hear from the other TTA leads or learn more about the program, visit our website at bwcTTA.com.